For easy steps for how to leash train a puppy. By WatsonDogProducts.com. A regular exercise routine is essential for any puppy's health and well-being. It's a great way for puppies and their parents to bond over an activity. Some pet owners have plenty of space for their new furry friends to run and play. If you don't have a lot of space, you'll need to take your new companion for walks outside every day. Leash training your new puppy, when they're young, will help set them up for success and avoid bad behaviors like leash aggression or pulling. This article will teach you how to train your dog to use a leash, what to do when your dog pulls, and how to teach your dog to stay and heal. What is leash training? Leash training is an effective way to train your dog. It is an easy and effective way to teach your dog to walk on a leash and not pull. There are many benefits to leash training your dog. For example, leash training will help prevent your dog from running away from you. It will also make your dog more obedient and less likely to chew on things. If you are not sure how to leash train your dog, you can easily learn how to do it with these tips. The importance of leash training. By teaching your dog to walk on a leash, you will be able to get them out of trouble if they start running away from you. Preventing accidents. The first reason why it is important to walk your dog on a leash is that it helps to ensure their safety in all situations. It also helps to avoid danger and prevent accidents that could otherwise be out of your control. We can't be completely certain of what might happen if we don't leash our dogs. Preventing injuries. Even if your dog is well-behaved, constant pulling on the leash can cause physical problems. Leash training your dog will enable you to use the appropriate amount of force, based on your dog's size and health. That is how you can avoid excessive force on the leash and help prevent injuries to your dog. Teaching good behavior. Leash training is an important skill that will teach your dog good behavior, cooperation, obedience, and discipline. This is especially important when walking through crowds and interacting with individuals and other animals on a walk. Happy walking. Dog walks can be enjoyable for both you and your pup if he has received the proper training. Otherwise, this fun activity can quickly turn into a frustrating one. If your dog isn't used to walking on a leash, it can be unpleasant for both you and any pedestrians you encounter. However, if your pet is comfortable being outside on a leash, you can both enjoy yourselves and even make some new friends along the way. Strong bonding with your dog. One way to maintain a good relationship with your dog is to train it to walk on a leash. A tight leash may send a negative message or signal that something is wrong in the area. Conversely, a loose leash can show that the situation is good and positive. What is the right age to start leash training your puppy? It's generally believed that puppies should not be trained until they are 6 months old, but 10 weeks is the optimal age. Remember that good puppy behavior should start at home. Don't take them for any more walks until you've first taught them to stop pulling inside your own home and yard. When teaching your puppy to walk on a leash, it is important to start slowly. This will allow your puppy to get used to the collar and leash, and the concept of walking on a leash. Puppies have a really short attention span. This is why you should always let your puppy take a break every 10 to 15 minutes. Otherwise, it can get bored and tired. How to leash train your dog in just 4 steps. 1. Introduce the collar or harness and leash to your puppy. First, you need to introduce them to their new collar and leash. Do not allow your puppy to be distracted while wearing a harness. Praise him and associate it with good feelings and rewards. Once your puppy is comfortable with his harness, you can begin to put it on and walk him on a leash. Once your puppy has worn the harness for a bit longer, begin to increase the amount of time and ensure that their comfort is the priority while wearing it. Some puppies will adapt to being harnessed quickly, but others may take much longer. 2. Start walking your puppy inside. Start practicing in a calm place inside your home. Give your puppy plenty of treats and praise as they walk with you. Wait for your puppy to come to you for the reward instead of going to them. Keep a close eye on their body language in case they start to get overwhelmed or frustrated. 3. Time to take him outside. Once your puppy is used to following you on the leash indoors, take them to new and more distracting areas to practice. Patience is key when taking out your puppy on their first few walks. Just because you taught your dog good behavior in one controlled environment doesn't mean they'll reliably do it in another. Reduce the frequency of treating your puppy as they get better at walking with you. Introduce new directions and speed and have your puppy stay close by your side. 4. Train your dog to heal. One of the most crucial commands you can teach your dog is how to walk calmly on a leash by your side. This may be difficult to achieve if your dog is used to zigzagging in front of you or pulling you towards everything they see. Eventually, he'll learn that pulling gets him nowhere and that walking next to you is much more enjoyable. Be patient with him, it may take some time to break this habit if he's been doing it for a while. Puppy leash training problems. In order to effectively deal with leash training behavior problems, it is important to reward good behavior, utilize distractions, and maintain your composure. Consistency and patience are key. If your puppy chews on his leash. If your puppy seems to be constantly chewing and pulling on his leash whenever you try to take him for a walk, you may find yourself in an impromptu game of tug-of-war. It can be frustrating for you if you're trying to get somewhere. To make your puppy's leash less appetizing, spray it with bitter apple. When your puppy bites it, he will get a nasty taste in his mouth. Some puppies really hate bitter apple spray. One alternative is to switch out the nylon leash for a chain one. Try to pick the lightest chain leash available. Puppies typically don't like biting down on metal chains, so this can effectively end the game of tug-of-war. If your puppy starts to pull in the other direction, stand firm and do not move. This will teach your puppy that they need to come back to you in order to move forward. Do not jerk or tug the leash, and avoid dragging your puppy along with you. Head halters and front hook harnesses are additional training tools that may be used. If your puppy is focused on something while out on a walk, another dog, for example, stay positive. Try to redirect his attention with a treat before he has a chance to lunge and increase the distance between your puppy and the target. Be alert and prepared before the target so you can keep your puppy safe. If your puppy barks. If your dog has a habit of barking at other pets while on a walk, it may be due to insufficient training. Be sure to give your dog the appropriate amount of physical and mental stimulation for his breed and age. If this problem persists, you can use the same process as you would if he were to start lunging. Offer treats and create distance before he starts to bark, so that every time he sees a dog, he is used to turning his attention to you. In summary, training your dog how to walk on a leash is ultimately your responsibility. However, if you've followed these steps, you'll be well on your way. Reward your pet with praise and treats when he does what you want.